For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a shelter housing immigrant children, some of them separated from their parents who came to the U.S. illegally.
When the children come here, what kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
She said she hopes they can be reunited as quickly as possible, but the outcome is still uncertain. In Washington, Republican efforts to overhaul immigration have stalled after a conservative bill failed and a moderate bill has been delayed. The vote on that bill has been postponed until tomorrow because members still have many questions. There will be a briefing on the bill for all members later tonight in the House. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect Dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. Stephanie Martz is with the National Retail Federation. She says the law is now more fair.
This gets rid of the arbitrary requirement that to collect sales tax, a store has to have a physical presence within a state, and really levels the playing field for merchants of all types.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he can't believe that President Trump would take steps on trade that would also harm U.S. industries, adding that he has a hard time accepting that Trump would introduce auto tariffs.
There have always been challenges in a relationship as deep and complex as this one, but my focus remains on the tremendous benefits that we can continue to draw if we work together thoughtfully in ways that create the win-wins that we know are out there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
The numbers from the Labor Department saying 218,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before. And most analysts had expected the number to come in a few thousand higher than it did. States showing the biggest increases in claims were Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Texas. The biggest drops in claims were seen in Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is the summer solstice and the official start of summer, and sunrise began the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Nearly 10,000 people gathered at Stonehenge in Britain at dawn to mark the occasion. It's the beginning of the summer solstice, the day of the year that the North Pole is most inclined toward the sun. As a result, the sun can be seen longer than any other day. The opposite occurs in December for the winter solstice. At Stonehenge, the sun rose behind the Healstone entrance to the stone circle, and rays of sunlight were channeled into the monument center. Celebrating the solstice at Stonehenge is a tradition that experts say goes back thousands of years. Stonehenge is usually closed to the public, but it opens for the summer solstice. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.